Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. And on the official clock on the wall, it's 7 a.m. Eastern Time. This is the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. A few changes overnight, and I want to go over some of those. But one thing that didn't change is the strength of the storm. Still 150-mile-an-hour winds. Just one of these textbook-type hurricanes where you see the eye there and the strong convection right around the eye as well. Plus, this exhaust coming out of the upper levels. Just nothing to really indicate any sort of weakening whatsoever. So we need to keep planning for this major hurricane, 150-mile-an-hour, headed for the Bahamas. And let's spend some time looking at that on some of the changes, because we've been talking about how the storm slows down, and it does. Yesterday, we were talking about slowing down to about 2 miles an hour, maybe even less now, because it's going to be really slow over the Bahamas. Devastating situation for the Bahamas. Look at the size of the tropical storm force winds. Those winds starting to move in. Hurricane force winds around the center. But the real key here is some of the timing. So if you look at the timing here, I mean, some of these conditions moving in during the night tonight, that's 2 a.m. on Monday. This is 2 a.m. on Tuesday. So that's, by the time you start getting another 12 hours there, that's almost 30. That's over 30 hours of major hurricane force winds over those areas. That's rain. That's all sorts of flooding conditions. Very dangerous, life-threatening situation in the Bahamas. So we really encourage everyone, listen to those local officials anywhere around the Bahamas. So with time, this is Tuesday a.m., we still expect this weakness, this trough up in the Great Lakes moving across the U.S. to pull this northward, and that is our track. However, we remind everybody it's so important not to just focus on that track, not to focus just on the center, because the cone still encompasses a large part of Florida here, even getting to Georgia and South Carolina. It's getting close enough that we actually updated with tropical storm warnings, and this is from Deerfield Beach to Sebastian Inlet right here, because if you think about the size of those tropical storm force winds, even here, you can start seeing the impacts of these winds. So really have to keep an eye on it, and the cone basically means this center can still be really close to the coast, if not onshore at times. So really have to pay a lot of attention to this with time. So it looks like we go out in time here, 2 a.m. Wednesday, 2 a.m. Thursday, and we'll be dealing with this for most of next week. Let's look at that rain, because this is a devastating amount of rain. Usually that rain falls right around the center and just to the right-hand side. So for the Bahamas, this is what I'm talking about. So you're going to have major hurricane force winds plus 15 to 20 plus inches of rain. Could be some isolated amounts around 30 inches of rain. So a lot of flooding. 6 to 10 right just offshore. But remember, this can move in either direction with small changes in that track. So we'll be keeping an eye on the latest very strong, very dangerous hurricane. And this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.